You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And yes, there's a reason we started with the growl. My goodness, the Grizzlies made some news yesterday afternoon after we got off the show. Lucky old Giannotto and Jeffrey getting the breaking news on their show live. I tell you what, we used to have a run of that.
You did.
Of stuff breaking during our show. Lately, it's been the karma's gone their way, and I tell you what, it was a blessing. It's a blessing to us all here in the radio world, isn't it?
It is, Brett. Truly special.
Especially the July of draft week. Grizzlies make the biggest pre-draft splash so far. Like we said, after we got off the air yesterday, Woj with the big bomb, Grizzlies trading Jonas Valanciunas and their two 2021 draft picks to New Orleans for Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe, the Pelicans' two 2021 draft picks, and a top 10 protected 2022 first round pick that the New Orleans got from the Lakers. So, a lot to talk about and unpack with that, because as a result of that, likely too, although you won't see that news official until later, Justice Winslow, this answers that question as well about whether or not you'll be taking him back. You will not. You will not be picking up that team option, obviously, for Justice Winslow's, what, $13 million?
Yeah.
Because you have to pay these contracts that you're taking in. We'll get into how it all breaks down. Packed show today that's going to include your calls. We're going to do that 11th. Brad, I don't think we've opened up the lines all month. This is certainly a worthy topic. I think at 11:30, we're going to talk about where we're at on this deal for the Grizzlies and as they look ahead toward the future. Want to hear where you guys are at,
You
know, bottom of the hour or so. We'll do that because yesterday, Brad, I saw a lot of, how dare you trade JV. You know what? Before we go any further, a salute.
Yeah, we'll salute.
A salute to the great Jonas Valanciunas. No?
Yes.
I mean, we absolutely have to.
Absolutely.
It's frankly where we should start. You, sir, were a soldier for this franchise.
Yes.
You, sir, were a walking double-double for this franchise.
Absolutely.
And everything that you did after we traded Marc Gasol to Toronto and got you, I want to say, as one of the representatives of this show, I want to thank you. Hey. Brad's made it even more official. What is this, Brad? Is this the anthem?
Jason, this is the national anthem of Lithuania.
I feel like I should shut up. We should pay our respects.
You know,
let's do it for a minute.
Let's do that. Let's honor it.
I hope Jonas is listening.
You too.
This is a fat respect burger.
Yes, it is.
In the form respect. Of the Lithuanian anthem.
This is so nice. I actually saw Jonas a year ago during Corona while I was working from home. He was in Whole Foods.
We're already going into favorite Jonas memories, and yours was at Whole Foods?
Whole Foods. He had big man, big hoodie, had his beautiful bride with him. She was there with him, much shorter than Jonas. Shorter. He's a very tall man, as you know.
17.5 points, 12.6 rebounds a game last season. He is clearly the best player involved in this deal. Jonas? Sad to see you go, but I'm going to be okay.
You're an asset now,
Jonas. We're going to see later. We're going to see when we get into this if Brad Carson's going to be okay. We're going to see if you're going to be okay because, like we said, bottom of the hour, we'll take your calls. Sad to see Jonas go, but we salute you. All right, down goes USA Gymnastics. You see that? And down goes Simone Biles, at least in the team competition.
Sad.
Not to give anything away, but we lost the team competition to the ROC Hove.
Who's
I'm
the
kidding.
ROC?
Well, that's Jay-Z back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but it's no longer Jay-Z.
Rock Nation is
the Russian Olympic Committee
now. Sorry.
The Rock.
the wrong one.
How
funny would that be if Jay-Z were in the Olympics?
And that's because of the whole doping thing, right? Why they go by Rock now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, there's that. There's Simone Biles. And listen, we'll have to get serious about that story because did you see the latest on that? She didn't pull out of the team competition for a physical injury.
Okay.
It was mental health concerns.
Oh, that's much different.
Reason. And she's addressed that. We'll get into that. Mm-hmm. So plenty to talk about there for gymnastics, the Olympics, and the GOAT, Simone Biles. Did you see, by the way, and we won't spend much time on this because, again, he's not going to be a part of my team much longer.
Oh, no.
But did you see the fire from Javi Baez last night?
I saw this walk-off. And it.
Did you see how he talked to the pitcher and the whole, what he did
held
with the bat?
How
he just get to like
just rolling the boat,
row
the damn boat, Javier Baez.
You know what? And we're terrible. So again, I'm not going to spend more too much time on this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great lasting memory of Javi there and the fire that he plays with there that I will hold dear. As he becomes a member of some other team here before the
trade deadline. I am excited about your take on Javier Baez today.
And then, he's not going to the Cardinals, so I don't know how excited you'll be. You've been dreaming
about
that.
Jason.
It's not going to happen.
One can dream.
We're not damn fools. We're fools, but we're not damn fools. And then finally, Aaron Rodgers. You see him
today?
Yes,
I saw him walking into camp today.
There's not a man in America today going to work with less stress than Aaron Rodgers.
This man owns the company now.
Did you see him? He looked like he came down out of the mountains off a hike.
It was really
off a private plane. But he had the bun going.
Oh yeah.
He's got the office shirt, as you point out, the shorts. He's smiling. He's waving to everybody. They gave him what he wanted.
It actually makes me a little disgusted,
possibly to making this the last season.
Jesus,
look, I as a Bears fan, I wanted this done, but I knew it. You know, there's a good chance it wouldn't be. We get at least one more season of them in Green Bay. We'll talk about that today as well on the show, 11:25. Like we talked about, we're going to take your calls. 12:25, we'll talk to Odyssey NBA insider and former Phoenix Suns GM Ryan McDonough about the Grizzlies' move up the draft, up to 10, and adding another first rounder, that one for next year. What should the Grizzlies do now at 10? Does he expect them, like some others have reported, to try to move up from 10 and move up some more?
That's what I'm hearing too.
Flip some, and as has been reported, that they're trying to do. This is all very exciting. We'll ask Ryan McDonough about it. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's exciting, Brad, because we wanted, and we've said it in the weeks leading up to this, we just wanted the Grizzlies to be aggressive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We wanted to move up. And now you're talking about, after moving up 7 spots, maybe you want some more.
Yes.
Whether it's a Kuminga who seems to be dropping, a Moses Moody or whoever it is, feels like the Grizzlies are taking the big swing.
Book
I tweeted
night.
About it yesterday. I think they've earned this. And then at 1:25, after we talk to Ryan McDonough, we'll talk to ESPN senior writer and college football insider Heather Dinich. She's been working. The college football landscape, it's ever-changing. I did again today because Texas and Oklahoma have formally, in a way, just as things become more official, they formally notified the SEC they are seeking an invitation for membership. Come on. Beginning July 1st, 2025, according to a joint statement. How fast is this going to happen? It's the same question we asked you. Now, they're asking for an invitation for 2025, but we know they want to be there much sooner than that.
Yes.
That's when that media rights deal is up. They let the Big 12 know yesterday that they don't intend to renew that. That was the first step. Here seems to be step number two. We'd asked Mr. College Football yesterday, okay, when does the SEC send out the formal invitation? Well, here's what comes before that, them asking for the invitation.
Right. Yes.
And again, the big key in this is there's no way Texas and Oklahoma stay in a Big 12 that could be deteriorating all the way through 2025. Mm-hmm. There's no way that's happening. We'll ask Heather Dinich how fast she expects all of this to happen. But before we do all of that, and again, one more thing, very important too.
Yeah.
Giving Day, Church Health.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We're doing that. You can donate through our website. I hope you heard Scott Morris with Jeff Calkins on before us. Very, very important, the work that they do over at Church Health. And you can donate through our website. We're asking everybody to do it. 24-hour giving campaign. Basically, we're saying thanks and trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Listen, doesn't matter if we're talking, you know, small gift, dollar, whatever you can, it all makes a difference. There's no question about it. And what you find out very quickly after listening to Scott is about the need.
Yep.
Right?
That's exactly
and
right.
And so, again, we're all in our own worlds, and we've all got our lives going on, but there is great need outside of those lives that if you are able to.
That's right.
And not all
that's
are.
Right. No.
Not all are, but if you are able to, any gift today is going to be matched, my understanding is, by an anonymous 100% donor.
100% matched by an anonymous donor. It's a big day to do that.
So it's a way to maximize these 24 hours and basically doubled up on anything you're able to do. So again, big or small, we thank you for it all, and it's very important.
That's right.
Again, the work that Church Health does. So again, thank you for that. Anything that you can do there in terms of helping us. And again, you could donate through our website at 929ESPN.com or at the Church Health link.
Yeah,
that's
at churchhealth.org.
Yep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Churchhealth.org.
Yeah.
Let me get my tongue here out of my mouth. We got all that done?
Great service. No, it's if you've ever used it, you know. And if you haven't,
well, make sure they know
a neighbor
how to contact.
That is.
Yes. Want to make sure that everybody's got the contact on that. We'll revisit that during the rundown just so we keep getting the word out during this 24 hours that we're doing. All right. The trade. And the Grizzlies might not be done. A little bit of review. You guys have probably got it pretty memorized at this point, considering how big a splash it made yesterday in the NBA. It got all of the headlines. It's like we said, it's been the biggest splash so far. You're sending out Jonas Valanciunas. Yes, that's the part of it probably for Grizzlies fans that pains you. And for a great many of us, listen, he's the best player in the deal. Last year was a walking double-double for you. And clearly, he and the rest of the team sort of formed this. But he's been a big part of your identity.
Sure.
Not too different, quite frankly, than what Mark Gasol was for you for years. Your toughness inside, a bucket inside, and in many ways that sort of grizzly bear in a league that's playing a different way. That's different from but he's effective still, clearly highly effective. So there's that part of it. The Grizzlies, two 2021 draft picks, 17 and 51, going out as well. But look at what you're getting back. Steven Adams, yes, two more years on the contract. We'll get into that. Folks have talked about that's where it feels like it's the biggest downgrade. Mm-hmm. You're going from Jonas Valanciunas to Steven Adams, and that is a fair take. Eric Bledsoe, who we've been talking about, and speculating about, had already been in some of the sort of speculation might go to the Grizzlies. Now, there's already been speculation after Woj announced this trade that Eric Bledsoe won't be here. Chris Haynes, I believe, was the first to put that out, that Eric Bledsoe's time here could be very short, as in may not suit up. We'll get to that later. Here's the important part, the very important part. The Pelicans, two 2021 draft picks come back, too, and that allows you to go up from 17, which you're giving them, to number 10, and from 51, which goes the Pelicans, to number 40. You also get a top 10 protected 2022 first-round pick from New Orleans that by way of Los Angeles, basically, that they got through the Anthony Davis trade. So, you know what that means in terms of you got the players, Adams, Bledsoe. We'll see if Bledsoe ever suits up. Feels like Adams will, like he's going to be your starting center. And then you've got the two picks. What you're going to do at 10, you're going to flip that, try to move up. Now you've got a better shot to land somebody at 40 than you did at 51 in terms of a piece. The higher the pick, obviously, working on the logic that the better your chances are of getting somebody that can really be a contributor for you over the years to come. And then you add this first-round pick for the Lakers that some folks are saying, okay, that's the P, blah, 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 not spending much time on. I would, in just the sense that you look now, over the next 3 years, the Grizzlies have six first-round picks. Six. And again, do you think they're going to draft six guys in those slots? No, not necessarily. Probably not. But you now use that. You now use that, those picks, to either trade, use them to trade up, whatever. Go get the big guy that you want to get if you want to go that route. What you've done is you've given yourself so many more options now. In terms of you want to go out and trade, you want to dream big. I heard Harrington talk about it. You want to try to go get Bradley Beal? Well, now you've got some picks. You've got some big money contracts. You're getting to a point where you can make a logical offer, okay, adding that pick. Six picks, first-round picks over the next 3 years. That's a lot, Brad, a lot of assets to play with there. So that's a good thing. Now, I'll tell you this, too, like we talked about with Jonas, and most people are looking at that and saying, well, it's a step back, and it is. Steven Adams is not the offensive player not even close to the offense, to the bucket that Jonas Valanciunas has been, and particularly when your offense, a young offense, by the way, is bogging down. Now, last year it was, really magnified because you didn't have Jaren Jackson out there, so there was even more bogging down because it certainly wasn't, you never got a consistent Jaren Jackson in the flow last year. He was the guy you could throw it to even when you were in trouble, get you a bucket inside. Those hands caught everything. It was a valuable commodity. There was no question about it. But you know the other thing that was coming up on Jonas? Brad, that I'm not sure people are talking enough about, is that he was due a raise.
Yeah, it was coming.
And you got him one more year, right?
And then an extension was – he had an extension coming.
He had – you tell me. We love what Jonas provides, the double-double. Like I said, what, 17, 13, all that. You love that. But if you're Jonas Valanciunas, you're due $14 million next season, this coming season, 21-22. Yeah. You think Jonas and his agent aren't – based on the production he's turned in the last few years, aren't thinking raise?
No, big money contract coming.
Well, big money maybe. Maybe he gets to 17 a year. Maybe he gets to 18. Maybe it's better than that.
Maybe 20-plus.
I don't know if it's 20-plus, Brad, in this NBA. That's why I temper that a little bit. But either way, because of the production coming, raise coming, but more importantly, with that raise, Brad, years.
Yeah.
You lock in with him. And so as much and some people will say, who cares, Jason? I would have loved to have locked in with Jonas for another 3 years or whatever it's going to have been because of how effective he's been for us. But guys, as great as he's been, and we saw it in that Utah series, defensively, when it comes to playing the upper echelon, especially of the Western Conference, hell, forget the East and trying to win a title, just getting out of the West.
Right.
You are limited there because of Jonas's defensive shortcomings, his the lack of lateral quickness. You know what's working the NBA these days is the Aitons, the Capellas
spread.
Coming around, right, your point guard going, and they're flying out of the air catching alley-oops. Gobert did it to Jonas Valanciunas at times.
Yep.
You're pulling him out. It also doesn't help you. It's, you know, it's times to switch. Now, Adams, you could say, well, Jason, in the physical condition he is, and he's younger, he ain't much greater
28.
Either at switch. Yeah, he's younger than Jonas.
I didn't realize
folks don't realize that.
No.
Jason, he ain't all that much greater at switching than Jonas is. It ain't all, but he is a better defender, okay? And listen, this is all about Jonas Valanciunas in 4 or 5 years probably not being part of the plan. Remember, this is a franchise that for a long time has said it wants Jaren Jackson to be its center of the future. That guy coming out of the air, catching alleys, the ability to pop. Instead, you know, on these pick and pops, shoot the three, give you all that. That it more so is today's NBA rather than Jonas Valanciunas. And you were going to be stuck in the unenviable position of owing Jonas more money and more years because of the work, right? And everything, what he'd done for you and how meaningful he'd become for this team at a time, frankly, Brad, that you just really don't. What you need to be doing is you need guys on rookie contracts. You need to be taking as many shots as the draft as you can. Right. Rather than be, I don't want to say overpaid because, I think Jonas had earned it. But I don't want to be in a position where I'm stuck with him for years in an NBA that's going a different way. What this is going to force the Grizzlies' young players to do, it puts the pressure squarely on Jaren Jackson. Like, there is no question about that. That this plan for him to eventually be the center of the future, you know, it's like rev up time. They're hitting the gas on it. And again, yes, Steven Adams helps you for now. But clearly, he's not a guy who can be out there, you know, 30, 35 minutes next to Jaren. No, this is something who maybe you even trade Steven Adams eventually after a season here, whatever it is. He's not the long-term plan either. But what you eventually do, Brad, is get off his contract, which is not going up, right? His value has sort of gone down. You're going to eventually be able to get off his contract. You may do that with Bledsoe now, or you may do it later, but then you'll have the money. Hopefully these young players have adjusted with more pressure on them to develop their games offensively with Jonas out. Now it's more on you, Ja. Now it's more on you, Jaren, especially, to come forward, step forward. And let's be real, it's on the Grizzlies, whatever they do, whether it's at 10 or, Brad, if they flip it again and they move up, whether that's messing now. We've talked about Golden State and trying to go for that 7 pick, trying to move up and using their, you know, one of a veteran. Could you flip foot? I doubt they take Bledsoe, but would they take a Kyle Anderson with one of your first round picks? You know, would they look at that instead of making, you know, the opportunity to move up? I've seen Sacramento scenarios discussed. The opportunity to move up might be there. Back to the point, as essential as it is for Jaren and those guys to step forward now without your big man in the middle that was a bucket for you anytime it was, what's also essential is that more so even is that the Grizzlies hit on whoever it is they get. Whether at 10 or if that's moving up to a higher position. But, Brad, this is how you're going to do it. We'll talk about this a little bit later, but if I look at Golden State, who, yes, you can look at once they added KD, it was unstoppable. But they already had the squad before KD. KD put them over the top. But they already had the squad before then. And we know the way they did it, right? In 2009.
The draft.
With the number 7 pick,
yep.
They took Steph Curry. In 2011, with the number 11 pick, they took Klay Thompson. Next season, next draft, 2012, Draymond Green, the 35th pick, their second-round pick. 3 years later, 6 years after they drafted Steph Curry, they're winning titles in 15, 17, and 18. Guys, Jonas was never going to be – if that's going to happen for Memphis, and maybe it's not as soon as 6 years, maybe it's seven or eight, but Jonas, with all due respect, and everything that he contributing, and thanking him for that in the same breath, was never going to be a part of that, Brad. You got to try to swing big here for young stars. You get those guys when you are a small market team. You get those guys in the draft or you trade for them. The Grizzlies have put themselves in position to cash in on either one, whether it's draft or whether it's with trade with all of these assets. And so the more I look at this trade, and again, knowing where you were going to be in Jonas in a very uncomfortable position where you're going to have to pay him and lock in. But that's not the way things are going. And frankly, for Ja and Jaren, they need to be able to – you need to be able to take that away from them, frankly. So they have to come on. You can – you know, there's – whether it's Jaren at center or another big that's flying and, you know, can step outside and pop out, you are going to need to find something else there eventually so that in, like Golden State, you know, 6-7 years from when you start the process, you're playing a game that can win at the highest level. Not a game that's different than everybody else. That's enough to maybe make you the 8 seed or the 7 seed, you know. You may take, Brad, this may cost you a playoff spot next year because I think ultimately you've made New Orleans better right now. You've got Golden State coming back in and not having this bucket in the middle. This you're not just that. I mean, frankly, that's selling them short. I mean, a rebound king, offensive rebound king, taking that out, that's going to hurt you next season. There's no question about that. You can't replace that with Steven Adams, with Xavier Tillman. You can't replace the production he's giving you. But it's going to force these young guys, particularly Jaren, to step forward to a place they're going to have to be to eventually guys win big. I've always thought, and I'm not changing where I'm at now in terms of the way I view this franchise, that if they were ever going to get to that point, we've seen Western Conference Finals and how excited we get over that, and that was awesome. But if they were ever going to get to the top of the heap, right, it was going to have to be different. And so the hanging on to Mark and to Mike, as great as it was never going to work. You had to start. And the blessing has been this has happened far quicker, far sooner than we thought it could, much in part to some luck, getting Ja Morant, but much in part too to some savvy moves. The Marc Gasol trade at this point. Look at what Jonas is now still hopefully helping you do. Flip it, still get more. Look at the Mike Conley trade. Hell, you still got Utah's pick for next season and what that's done for you, right? You got Grayson Allen out of the deal. Hell, at the time I thought, look. I mean, he's been a contributor. We'll see about him in the future. But the point is, you've got nothing but good. You've put yourself in these position now with these moves. To again for a small market franchise who know is not going to be able to take guys a ton of money and go throw it at somebody and beat out a New York or somebody else, guys. I don't think that's the way to do it here. It's not the ideal way. The ideal way is to either draft it, and the Grizzlies have given themselves now a bunch of picks, six over the next 3 years, including maybe three first rounders next year. You got Utah's in there as well now with this Lakers pick. Got it? Yes. You've set yourself up to do it there or to package all of these assets up and go trade for the piece eventually. But I love the plan. It's an eye toward the future. Sure, you're sacrificing something next season. There's no question about it. We're going to see the tweets, Brad, early on, when especially first time you play New Orleans is going to kill you in the paint. Zion and JP in the paint?
Yeah, this is tough.
Like, and so watching that, and Brad, watching them maybe move a little bit ahead of you may make some people sick next season. But I tell you, for the next 2 to 3 years, again, they better hit the pick right.
You got to hit the picks.
Because I think there's some wrong ways you could go here.
I agree.
And you've made these moves. You've set yourself. New Orleans is in a different mode because it's more urgent for them. Where the Grizzlies are ahead of schedule, and have bought themselves sort of this swing here to take a chance and move up, right? New Orleans has been behind schedule.
Right.
So they've got to catch up. And, Brad, it's not right now. They know, too. They're not going to win a title with Jonas Valanciunas. Toronto couldn't win a title with Jonas Valanciunas. Much we love them. They had to make the trade to Marc Gasol before they won that. Mm-hmm. Get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But so as Let's much get, as it's yeah, about that, yeah. right, you you've got to be thinking long term, because right. because again, for the Grizzlies, it was never about a championship next year. I've talked too long. Where are you at?
Before we
go to the phones, does that jive with how you're thinking? Or I see the way you're looking. You got a couple of different opinions on Jonas. Maybe you're not as ready.
I'm totally ready.
Okay. Maybe
I thought
you weren't as convinced that this
point,
is a good deal.
And that's why you have to. That's why we do talk shows, because this is not a quick fix trade. This is about draft swings. You get a bunch of at-bats now to make those picks. I thought it was
really
nice.
Whether you use them or someone else.
Well, I thought it was really good when you laid out what Golden State did. 9th pick, 11th pick, and then
7, 11, and 35 for the core.
And then the Draymond pick in the second for the core. You've got two pieces. You got to hope Jaren's better, though. That point was exactly right. Like, Jaren got to step up and ball out now, whether it's the 4 or the 5 role. But the Jonas value doesn't get any higher than it is right now. So you sell high. You get the picks. You might be able to move the 10th up and get an even better pick if you believe in somebody and you've got conviction about somebody. But the thing I pointed out to you before we started the show, you just pointed out at the end, which is the New Orleans component of this. Because New Orleans has expedited the timeline for Zion, and they're saying they got to get relevant first,
and make Zion happy.
That's
what this move is to me.
We need to show this young man that, like, we've got you a player who can contribute now. Please stay. Please be happy. We got you a new coach. Let's go.
This isn't the move that's going to keep guys New Orleans ahead of you.
This is more about New Orleans,
It can get New Orleans ahead of you right now, but it's not going to keep them
not
there.
Not a lot.
This isn't the thing that gets New Orleans to the promised land.
Then gets you to
New
one or two or three or four.
Is in urgency mode because right. Zion, hell, had stars in his eyes when he's up in New York in the garden thinking about, man, it's great playing here.
That's it.
And you got to put something else around him to make him happy and to get that city excited about that team because, again, it's so far behind schedule.
Yeah.
So they're making clearly a deal to free up cap space.
Yep.
They're going to try to make a splash and move this thing quickly. But in the end, you will again pass them, I believe.
Yes.
Because again, they're sacrificing a little bit of their future for the right now just because they're in a state of urgency.
I agree
with
that.
Whereas with the Grizzlies, you're able to capitalize on that and maybe be stronger in the future. I think they will be because, again, you look at the way this team has drafted. I just told you who Golden State did. All right. I hesitate to start 2018, but it is where it started, even though it was a different front office. Jaren Jackson, 4. All right, Golden State, 7, 11, and 35 was Curry, Thompson, Green. Jackson, 4. Ja Morant the next year, number 2. Brandon Clark, you throw in for 21st. We'll see if his role might change after this trade. We'll see. But then you get the next year, Bane, 30. Xavier Tillman, 35. Now you got picks 10 and 40.
Yeah.
And so you are off to a and Ja Morant is one of the reasons why you can look at that at yours and compare it to Golden State's and say, okay, I could see that.
Our hit rate's pretty good.
And now you're adding 6 more over the next 3 drafts to be used by you or by a team you decide to make a deal with.
That's right.
I thought it was a great trade. It's keeping an eye on the future. Yes, sacrificing a little bit of now. You don't get anything good without giving up a little something. In this case, it was a great one. And Jonas Valanciunas, but I like the deal from the Grizzlies. I'll be interested to see what former Suns GM Ryan McDonough thinks.
I am
how
too.
He thinks the Grizzlies did in this. I look at it as a win. Got a lot of heat yesterday on Twitter that no, trading JV, one of your most productive players. Wrong move by the Grizzlies. But what I tell you is they're looking long term. Sometimes you got to give up a little something, right, to get a little something and cash in long term. I think the Grizzlies are doing that. And again, as long as they keep this hit rate going in the draft, I like having the picks. I like thinking about what they could get at 10. I like thinking about what it could be if they move up to whether it's Sacramento's pick up one or to Golden State up to 7.
On the fun part of this,
like, surely they're going to hit. You saw they interviewed Moses Moody. You saw that news come out yesterday?
First of all, I think it's a worse trade for New Orleans if you're making arguments about pro or con for the trade. It's a bad trade in a lot of ways for the long-term future of the New Orleans Pelicans.
Well, they're banking on that. Here's the problem, what I'm talking about. It's going to help them right now because they're going to kill teams on the boards. But they're banking on Jonas Valanciunas being more of a stretch than Steven Adams was. And he was. But let's be real. Jonas ain't standing out there and taking 6 a game like Marc Gasol was.
Two or three.
Jonas is taking 1 a game.
Yeah.
I saw his ad.
Maybe.
And yes, he shot, I think it was 36%.
Yeah.
Solid. But Jonas is a guy who operates inside. And no, he doesn't clog it in the way Steven Adams did. He can get out. He's still a clogger. And so this idea that it's fixed and this is just going to gel with Jonas at Zion and that Jonas isn't going to be in Zion's way too is ridiculous. That's why I say long term, this is eventually going to set them back. Again, that depends on who they land in free agency. A lot of folks don't think they want Kyle Lowry. A lot of folks don't think they're going to get him.
No.
Because he might like the Knicks situation better.
Yes.
And think it's more stable. Well, so we'll see who they get. That's going to depend, you know, that will tell a lot, too, on how good a move this was for the Pelicans.
I know we're going to open up the phones here, but before you do that, I want to tell you, I enjoy picks. Like, I love, as a fan,
whether
I
you're making
you,
them with a... With
do you
a,
enjoy top 10 picks?
Well,
I mean, that's
what
fun.
What are you talking about? That's where the talent
that's
is.
That's fun. That's fun, though. Like, I enjoy... I can't wait to
that's
see
where
who
the,
they pick.
The guys that can help change your franchise are up there.
Yes.
And yes, there are always exceptions. Hell, I think Devin Booker was what? Was he? He was 13.
Devin Booker.
So sometimes you can find them
right around
outside.
There.
I'm pretty sure Devin Booker was 13.
Yeah.
I've studied Devin, hell of a player. I'm pretty sure he's 13.
Yep.
You found him outside the top 10. But the so
13th
there
pick.
Always
and
exceptions.
Yep. He's a 13th.
McDonough found him. He's 13.
Yeah.
Who
shouts
we'll talk to,
him. To
again at 12:25. But top 10 is where you really have the better chance. And so again, that's what we think on this. I don't think this is spinning it positive because, again, you got to have a little bit of faith right in that front office that they're going to hit on whoever the pick is, right? And this is all going to – they're going to make the right decision on Steven Adams, whatever they do, trade him, keep him, whatever. You got to have a little bit of faith. But I, this is not spin in the sense that I don't think I need to spin this to make it – this is good. This ain't spin. This is going to be a good thing for the Memphis Grizzlies. And it could be 2 or 3 years before it's really a great thing. Some of us said that about Justice Winslow. That one obviously involved some injury and a different kind of faith that never came to fruition. I think this one's different. And I love the way the Grizzlies have set themselves up now, too, with, again, and it's worth stating again, 6 first-round draft picks over the next 3 years. Love what they've done with the assets. Want to know what you think. 535-3776, 535-3776. Going to take your calls next. How do you grade this Grizzlies trade? You mad they traded JV? Are you hearing us on the long-term view? What do you think? We'll take your calls when we get back. You listen to J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Next hour, we'll talk to Ryan McDonough, see what he thinks of the Grizzlies' big trade, our Odyssey NBA insider. Interested to see what he thinks. Interested to hear what you think. 535-3776, 535-3776. Grizzlies trading Jonas Valanciunas. Their 2021 draft picks. That's number 17, number 51 to New Orleans for Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe. The Pelicans' 2 number 2021 draft picks. That's number 10, number 40. Getting ahead of myself, I'm so excited. And a top 10 protected 2022 first-round pick that New Orleans got from L.A. Big deal. Made a big splash yesterday. Curious to see what you think. We go to Tiger Steve. How are you? And tell us what you think of the deal.
Hey, good morning, Jason.
Morning, brother.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I got to tell you, in all the years I've been listening to you, I don't know if I've ever agreed with you more on literally everything you said.
Uh-oh. I mean, all right. Yeah. I'll take that.
I'll even take it a step farther. Even if the draft pick misses, it was still the right move to take a swing. We've been in this situation before with the core four where we were just good enough to be in the middle. This front office is doing all the right steps to look at the big picture. So the fans that are upset about it are the fans that are worried about being just good enough to make the playoffs this year. Like you said, we might take a step back this year. It's perfectly possible. But this is about the big picture, planning for the future. And I love Jonas. I love Jonas.
Yep.
I love this front office even more. Jonas had some deficiencies that were
evident in
than what we were. Yeah.
There he is.
And the contract situation.
Right.
So I agree with everything you said. And one more point. I hope that they at least take a shot at the Cavaliers and say, what do we have to do for you to unload that Kevin Love contract? What kind of package would we have to put together with our 10th pick? And we'll take that Albatross contract off of you and send you some players back and try to get to three and grab Evan Mobley.
Oh, you want the big stuff. You want the big, big splash.
Wow.
I hear you, Tigers.
You know the Cavs want to get rid of that contract.
Of course
they
do.
You know they do.
Yeah.
At least see what we can do to do it.
I like your approach, brother. Appreciate you calling, Tiger Steve.
Have a good one.
You too, brother. I like a lot of what he said.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's letting you get up that far.
The Cavs might. The Cavs, hell, he's right. I mean, they got an asset they clearly want to get off. It just depends on how much you believe in Evan Mobley. I don't know if I believe in him that much. Like, that's a crap contract, doing riverboat gambling.
The one thing about that, I thought, and I'm not sure I agree with it, that's going to work out. I've said that all along the way, but I thought that Jaren was the center of the future, that was their plan.
Yes, that's the problem.
That's their plan.
You need to believe.
That's the right plan, but yes. We know that's their plan.
And Love would just strictly be you're taking on an absolute crap thing to try to do something for the future.
Well, they may do more of that to get more. I don't know if it'll be Kevin Love, though. We're on the line. We got Tony. Tony from downtown. Tony, what's going on?
You know what? The last part of what Tiger Steve said, if you can get rid of Jaren,
you would mistrade Jaren stuff right now.
Jaren is
go
no
ahead.
Good, man.
I know you're convinced of it. I'm not quite convinced
of
it.
Let me ask you this. The man has a problem staying on the floor. When you talk about defense deficiency, he is the poster child. I don't understand this love affair with Jaren. Jaren is not only is he damaged good, he is no good. But there's a lot of people out here believe in him. Trade him to Cleveland because I guarantee you, Evelyn Mosley, that kid can play basketball. I remember seeing him playing against Wiseman them over here in West Memphis. That kid is the next KD. He is everything that you're talking about that can pop, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you could even see it in college, but I saw it when he was in high school. This kid can play basketball.
Mobley is the next KD? I don't know if I can roll with you on that one, Tony.
He is the next KD. People going to be a believer after next year. But I know this. He better than Jared Jackson. Xavier Tillman is better than Jared Jackson.
Oh, stop. Now, Tony, you on that jungle juice. You on two. You done on your second jungle juice this morning. You done got crazy.
All right. But hey,
come
you
on,
know
bro.
What? But I tell you what. I wouldn't have got rid of JB for that. But the only thing I like about the trade
Picks.
Is that you did pick up Bledsoe. Get rid of Tyus Jones, and I think that's going to help you when you need punch, when you got your second team coming in. And the other thing that's good about it is that you're getting rid of that trash Winslow. The only thing that you need is the third bag to sit out on the curb for the Memphis sanitation people to pick
get up out of here.
Jaren Jackson.
Tony, that's probably the only thing you said that I agree with, that just as Winslow getting up out of here, you can get sent him up.
You're going to agree with me next year after Jaren
after
Jackson
we watch
up the place.
No, he's going to give you bubble Jaren, and you're going to love it again, and you're going to flip back to loving him, Tony.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Well, go ahead real fast. We got more callers. Go ahead. What's the question?
When he was scoring, we were still losing. The guy's no good. The guy can't even stay on the floor. He is a foul-prone
He's got to figure out how to defend without fouling. I'm with you on that. And he's got to stay on the floor, Tony. Appreciate your call. We're going to move on. We got Butler from Whitehaven. Butler, what you got? Like the trade?
I agree 100% with the guy that just called about Jaren Jackson. But I think, you know, what they do down there at the Grizzlies, they got to keep these guys on edge down there. So you're always wondering if you're going to be next. And there's no loyalty. By the way, I like you two together. I like Jason and Brad working the show, or B-Rad, as I call him. And I think y'all should trade John Martin.
Man, get the hell up. Man, I appreciate the call, brother, but come on. You know John's my brother. You're talking about separating good things, and that's my brother. We're looking forward to welcoming him back next.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, we want him back.
Appreciate your takes on the Grizzly brother. Looking forward to my brother's return
next
week.
Get the heck out of here. Love you,
Appreciate the call. We're moving on. We're moving on to A1 the Barber. Now, here's a guy who likes John Martin.
I like this one.
Yes, sir. How y'all gentlemen doing this morning, man?
We'll be a little bit better when John gets back from paternity leave,
right.
But everybody's
man,
going well. How about you, A1?
I can't wait for him to get back so I can call and terrorize and tell about them Titans.
That's right.
Let me switch back to – look, man, I'm with the first guy. Y'all know how I feel about Triple J, man. It's somebody, man. They can get rid of him and get Guru seasoning and everything, man. We straight on him, bro. We can trade him for Evelyn Mobley. I'd do it without even blinking. I promise I would. But as far as the trade go, that hurts. Because he was a walking bucket.
Yep.
He really was a walking bucket. He was also a stout out there down in the lower post. But at the same time, man, we get Moody.
Moses Moody,
it's gonna
baby.
Be a problem, y'all.
Yes, it will
but
be a problem.
Man, tighten up. Tighten up, man. Tell Jason, man, that I hope his baby and everything is good and healthy,
John,
man. I'm praying for
him, Jason
man.
Ain't having no babies. I'll tell John. You talking about John? I'll let John.
My bad, Joe.
I'm done having babies. You know the deal. I'm done having babies.
You good on having babies, man?
Yeah, man. It's over for me. One and done.
I just had one, man. And I promise you, man. I'm 40 years old, man. It's a problem. But y'all guys have a good day.
Congratulations,
man.
Brother. Appreciate the call. We'll send John the message. Yes, sir. A1 the Barber there.
Tennessee Titans.
535-3776, 535-3776. Titans are going to be good this year, especially offensively. No. He talks that noise to John every chance he gets. Is this Kelly from Arkansas?
Hey, man, that's me.
What's up, brother?
Jay Smith, Brad, what's going on? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Hey, with the trade, kind of hurt by it, but, hey, we building for the future. Them next six draft picks for the next 2 years, hey, we building for the future.
There it is. Got you. Whether you use them or whether you trade them, appreciate you calling, Kelly. Whether you use them or whether you end up packaging up some of that to get something else, those picks and having those assets can only help. And I tell you right now, this front office, yes, they missed on Justice Winslow. And in having to let him go, not pick up his option, that is an admission of that. At some point, you were going to have to get here. But in that draft, where they've now got picks number 10 and 40 instead of 17 and 51, so an improvement of 18 spots altogether, they have hit every time. This front office so far has found value every time. And in some cases, and listen, you don't get a gold star for drafting John Moran. Everybody knew on that one. But they have hit on every pick so far, and that's why for me, whether it's, again, having those for yourself, six over the next 3 years, the two this year, or giving them to someone else, I'm excited to see what this front office is going to do with them because they've been good in the draft. This ain't the previous front office, at least so far in the draft. We'll see on the other decisions. And Justice Winslow, yes, was a mistake. We go to Allen from Olive Branch. Allen, we got you on the line. What's up? How you like it?
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
What's up,
Bear
brother?
Down, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm with the other two callers, man. I ain't hating on JJ, but JJ is business. Jaren Johnson is not the answer down low. He's just not the answer. I mean, if we can get somebody else, that'd be perfect. I think it's just not the right fit. I mean, he's hurt every year. He hasn't proved that he's a max player whatsoever. I mean, and I don't understand the Grizzlies fan base saying, hey, we need him. We don't. We don't need that guy. That guy can go today. But that's basically all I got to say.
Appreciate it, brother. You know what? I mean, the tone of this has been telling.
The disbelief in Jaren is
quite
striking from these callers, man.
Three of the calls have been, let you know, some of them completely out, some of them 1 foot out on Jaren. But clearly what this lets you know is that he's got a ton to prove, not just to that organization and to him, but to the fans who, maybe one time they're all in with you. Right now they want to see it. And it's got you. The only way you show it to them is by being on the floor. And so, look, that's a fair take. You know, The idea that you're completely gone on him, though, like we've seen no good, though, that part I dispute. You know, that part I'm not riding with. Like, we've seen good Jaren. We've seen him in the bubble. Yes, defensively, he can't defend without fouling. But with his length and everything else, if he can ever learn to, if he ever calm down, and he's still, what, 21 years old,
don't foul, right?
He's got the tools to still be effective there while being 7 foot, hitting threes for you. I'm with you. The rebounding thing has always bothered me. He may never get there. But there's a chance Jaren can still be special. There's a chance maybe he's never that guy, just like Tony thinks he's not. But I think there's still a chance Jaren can be special. Key, though, and for all these callers that have brought up, he has got to stay on the floor. He's not been able to do that for the majority of his career. We go to Trey. Is this what we got here? Trey, we got a question mark. Trey L.
Hello?
Brother,
well, you're up.
Who we got? It says Trey L. No. Who we got? It sounds like it's missed. No. It looks like it's misspelled.
Yeah, it's Trill.
Got you, Trill. What you got, brother? You like the trade, Trill?
No, I don't like the trade at all, man. You know what I'm saying? And it like, you know what I'm saying? Every time I get into the Grizzlies, you know what I'm saying, and get to liking them, they always do something like to throw me out, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you trade Jonas? Jonas was a valuable piece, you know what I'm saying, this year, you know what I'm saying? He was getting you 20 and 20 on special nights and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Why you going to trade him for Steven Adams? They can't even come out and get you 10 points and 10 rebounds, you know what I'm saying? Over his whole career, he only averaged at the most probably like 12 points and 10 rebounds. So it just really lost me right there. And Eric Bledsoe, he really not a that I think would fit with the Grizzlies, you know what I'm saying? He kind of like on his decline to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really not that good. And everybody calling in talking about Jaren Jackson, I don't really like that, man, because Jaren Jackson's still young. He's only 21, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he still got room to improve.
Right.
Like, if the Grizzlies can't, because Giannis ain't never been that player, you know what I'm saying, that he is today. He had to grow into that role, you know what I'm saying? Nobody, well, except for a certain truth that come in with it, you know what I'm saying, that kind of talent. Like, he still got room to progress. He can still be that man that we need him to be.
I ultimately think so, too, Trill. I ultimately think so, too. But if I told you this, and appreciate the call, I'll leave you with this. If I told you there's a better chance they get a real star at 10 as opposed to 17 and that you gave up Jonas for that, and whether it's Moses Moody, I know we got to see who the pick is, but if a chance a guy like Moses Moody, because I moved up to 10,
okay, that's good.
And that's a guy that at 6'5", 6'6", the way he shoots the ball, can really be a difference maker, then love you, Jonas, but appreciate the sacrifice, because ultimately you will have a better chance at getting a major contributor at 10 than you would have at 17. And again, you ain't getting something unless you give up something with some value. But I feel today I get the pain with Jonas, because he did nothing except be a bucket for you, do everything asked, be a great teammate, all that stuff. So I get that today you're feeling that a little bit, because it is. You're taking ultimately an immediate step back losing Jonas Valanciunas. Appreciate your call, Trill. We go to Greg. Greg's online. Greg, what you think, man, of this deal for the Grizzlies?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I like the trade. You know, I hate to see Jonas go. I met Jonas a couple of years ago out here
Whole Foods?
In Cordova at Campbell Clinic when he was
okay.
rehabbing.
Okay.
But to me, the key to the trade are the draft picks.
Yes,
they got to get a good player at 10, and they got to get a good player at that second pick.
40.
But and like they say, it's better to trade a guy before his time is up or wait till it's after. So, I'm not, you know, like I said, I hate to see him go, but business is business.
Business is business. Greg, appreciate the call. That was it. You going to owe Jonas some money. Now, yeah. He's earned that money, but remember, money's got to be reserved, too. You can't be, I don't want to say overpaying, because, again, he earned it. It depends on where you get to. So if you got to, you know, they're looking more for that 14.
Am I hearing you say
more than that 14 they made last year?
Am I hearing us
they're
say
make this year?
We should never overpay $20+ million for a true center?
Not when you in this day and age, not when you're gonna have to pay Jaren, you're gonna have to pay Ja.
Right, you got too many dudes.
You can do better by having guys on rookie contracts, which is the direction you're going with a lot of these guys. And so you've taken on some bad money as well. And so a lot still to figure out there. But I still like where they're trying to go. Got a few more. Got Daniel. Daniel, you're up next. What's up, brother? How are you this morning?
King, what's up?
What's up, man?
Man, I'm trying to be a responsible fan, because his team makes business decisions based upon our reactions. And we have to look at only Ja being able to make defenses pay with the outside jumper and the floaters that he's going to create by his offense, because we're in a league where all five positions are live. Look at Team USA, man. They're just a bunch of ISO players. Mm-hmm. Because of the LeBron James effect, yeah. Everyone was afraid to get criticized, so they want to be the guy. But when it's winning, when it's not the lead when it was inside game, it's not small ball. All five positions are live, and we got Ja. And he can make it happen. Not too many players can.
That's
so
right.
Until he gets his outside jumper together and to make you pay, like Chris Paul can go anywhere and hit you from the mid-range and make you pay, Giannis won that game. Look at games 1 and 2 and look at 3 through 6. He has to be changed. Coach Budenholzer had to take the ball out of his hand, make him play pick and roll with Middleton leading the way. No other superstars ever had to do that. Other parts of the game is adjusted. We have that in Josh. But until his below-the-rim game gets developed, forget Jaren, forget everybody. Because that is going to dictate what it looks like on the court.
Daniel, why?
We got to look at that.
It feels like you're angry.
No, because we don't get it. We try to make Triple J, he's a ball. We don't know what Justice can do when he's a dog when it comes down to playing ball. Look at that series
Justice.
In the playoffs. Forget all this stuff. He's a dog.
Daniel.
And you got John's the guy. We have a gift, man. I'm telling you, we have a gift.
Daniel.
And if people respect LeBron, you would know we have a gift in John.
Tell me this, and then we're going to get you out of here. We got a couple more callers.
Yeah.
Grizzlies at 10, who you want? And we just tell me who you want at 10. Is there a man?
I don't care. That's a player that's producing his team.
Just have Ja out there. Just have Ja out there run around by himself and learn to play.
The LeBron James effect, bro. If you're a pro, you can produce if you got a player that gets you in comfortable positions. Look at the NBA. Players that don't succeed and become a comfort.
Okay. Right. Remember, Daniel was not pleased with what it was 47.
He seems angry. He seems very angry.
And he said we were looking at that 47 the wrong way. Daniel be on that, yeah. He's on a different plane. Sometimes I can fly with him.
I appreciate you listening, but you just,
Sometimes I got to fly off. You know what I'm saying?
I'm following. Maybe Kenny can bring it home here for us.
And hopefully Kenny's going to bring it home. Our last caller, Kenny, bring it home for us. What you got? You like the trade or not?
I'm going to be real quick, man. I like the trade. I like getting the draft picks. You are building for the future. Jared Jackson, I could go either way with him. But if you keep him at me, that's fine. He is young. He can't get better.
Right.
He can't get better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.